This is WKAR. I'm Karel Vega. A group of presidential candidates spoke to the crowd at the NAACP conference in Detroit yesterday. WKAR's Abigail Sensky was in on all the action at Kobo Center, and she joins me now in the studio to talk about yesterday's presidential forum. Thanks for being here, Abigail.
Of course.
So who was there, and overall, what did the 2020 candidates have to say to members of the NAACP?
There were 9 Democrats and 1 Republican. Basically, they gave targeted versions of their stump speeches, still talking about their big ideas like economic policies and Medicare for all, basically keeping their signature ideas in there while also bringing up things like criminal justice reform, the black wealth gap, and policing. All the polling and fundraising frontrunners were there: Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Kamala Harris, and Vice President Joe Biden. Other senators that were there were New Jersey Senator Cory Booker and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, Secretary Julian Castro, Representative Beto O'Rourke, and Republican candidate Bill Weld. One major through line of the entire thing for most of the candidates were President Donald Trump's racist tweets from last week that targeted 4 congresswomen of color. And this is a little bit of what Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders opened with when he talked to the press backstage.
It is certainly a tragedy and an embarrassment for our country that we have a president who is a racist and a bigot. And what Trump's strategy is to try to divide the American people up based on the color of their skin or where they were born or their religion. Because he thinks if you can divide the American people up and get one group to hate another group, that he can win re-election. Well, I disagree with him. I don't think that's going to happen.
He went on to say how his campaign is about uniting all working people instead of pitting them against each other. And Senator Warren had a very similar message, saying this was all part of President Trump's strategy to pit working people against working people.
Was there any competition between the candidates?
So most of the Democrats are pretty similar on things like criminal justice reform, legalization of marijuana, but there was an elephant in the room, and that elephant was Vice President Joe Biden. He is polling highest with voters in general, but also specifically potential black primary voters. But that did drop 8 percentage points after the first debate when Senator Kamala Harris confronted him for part of his record, saying that he was bragging about, you know, making bipartisan deals with senators who were known segregationists. And she was also confronting him for his record on busing policies to integrate schools, as well as his role in the 1994 crime bill. Basically, other senators and other candidates are hoping that as Biden's record is scrutinized, some of that support will begin to fall off.
You're listening to WKAR. We're speaking with politics reporter Abigail Sensky about the 2020 candidates who showed up in Detroit yesterday. Former Vice President Joe Biden is still leading the field in overall polling and also in polling with black voters. Did other candidates try to level back some of Biden's early support from black voters?
A little bit. So backstage, the gloves came off for New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. This is what he had to say about Biden's new criminal justice reform plan. Basically, he was saying it's too little, too late.
Look, I'm disappointed that it's taken Joe Biden years and years until he was running for president to actually say that he made a mistake.
So this kind of continued as the candidates left. Both Senator Booker and Vice President Joe Biden have released statements. And that spat kind of continued on into the night at a fundraiser outside of Detroit. One of the people said to the vice president that they'd like him to be a little tougher in the second Democratic debate next week. And he said he's not going to be as polite this time. He also said, if they want to argue about the past, I can do that. I got a past I'm proud of. They got a past that's not quite so good. All these candidates are trying to kind of vie for the support that Vice President Biden has with black voters. Now, I talked to some folks in the leadership of the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania chapter of the NAACP. Franklin Allen is the president, and he says he's not swayed.
As he stated today, which was very eloquent, is that the pieces of the political puzzle that he was dealing with then, so called for because of the mass shootings and violence and other things that were going on in that era or in that piece of the puzzle, he addressed it the best he could. As he looks back now ooh, that's great. That look back 30 years and say things will be different. Mm-hmm. And we all would do that, you know. I'm not the man I was 30 years ago.
Absolutely.
I hope that I have grown over the past 30 years.
So what Mr. Allen said is what I heard from several others that I talked to yesterday. And from the applause in the room, the crowd didn't seem to be bothered by this increased scrutiny that Vice President Biden is facing. We'll see if that strategy from other candidates ends up working. A big crop of these candidates will be back in Detroit on Tuesday and Wednesday for the second presidential debates. There'll be 10 each night. So we'll see if this is a strategy that's deployed again.
We've been talking with WKAR politics reporter Abigail Sensky about 2020 candidates who spoke at the NAACP conference in advance of next week's Democratic debates in Detroit. Abigail, thanks so much for coming by to talk with us.
You bet.
You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region.